Some nights I stay up, casting in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw.
Welcome to Sherry's World, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Some nights I wish they'd just fall off.
If you'd like to talk to Sherry, dial 914-803-4365. And now, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
Welcome to Psychic Sherry's World here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am the G-Man. Welcome to a thirsty Thursday. That's what I meant to say. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in with us. If you're listening live, remember, go on over to the favorite button there on the live page. Smash down on that so you can get all of the information for upcoming shows that will be coming your way. Now, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to tell you a little bit about how we roll when we bring you onto the line. When I bring you on the line to talk to Psychic Sherry, I'll call out your area code. So it's like 317. Tell me your name, where you're calling from, and a little bit about your weather. And what that's going to do, it's going to allow Sherry to get into your energy and be able to give you whatever reading that Spirit has for you today. So I do want to ask that when we do bring you on the line, that you turn down all external speakers, no speaker phones. You're in a quiet place so you can get the clearest audio read that you can possibly get. We do want to say that Sherry's World is for entertainment purposes only. And that's what I got for you guys right now. So without further ado, here's your host. Oh, I do have one more thing. Remember, if you don't get on the call with us tonight, you can always call back next Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. But you can also go over to psychicsherry.org, and that's Sherry, S-H-A-R-I.org. And you can book a read right there on her landing page, and you got all the cool information and whatnot. And with that being said, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Greg. How's it going?
Hola. You know, it took me about 10
Hola.
Minutes. I needed one of those, like, when you go to talk shows, they have the warm-up guy in the audience to get you all hyped up and stuff. I had to be my own hype guy tonight. It's a dreary ass day
clapping
today.
Where it's a, it is. It's raining here too. Is it raining there?
Oh, it's been miserable here all day long.
Yep, same here. I was dragging. I woke up this morning with thunderstorms. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to get out of bed. So.
Yeah, that's the awesome part. Thunderstorms are awesome, but then when you have to get up out of bed and go to work, can't really enjoy
so awesome
the ambiance. Of the thunder.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So
I'm feeling it. It's pouring here right now.
Yeah, it is here too.
But that's all right. And it's kind of a bummer because Easter's Sunday, and I have a great big Easter egg hunt for all. I have 5 grandkids and my kids, and it's just a barrel of fun. And my son and his wife, they have to go to a lot of different places. So a while
right,
back,
right.
I said, well, I'll do mine on Saturday. Oh, good call, because it's supposed to rain.
Right,
so,
yeah.
And Easter's supposed to be nice, but I thought, that's okay. We'll just do our Easter egg hunt inside. The kids will have fun, and it'll all work out. So
you send the kids home with the parents, so go ahead and have it outside so they can get all muddy.
Right. Well,
oh, I'm sorry. Your kids are all muddy. You have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
It's been nice seeing you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I just, grandkids, I tell you, they're so funny. I just love them. You don't have grandkids yet. Your kids aren't that old yet, are they?
Well, Christopher has a little boy, Nikki, and, but... Corey, he doesn't have any kids yet. I think we're going to be kind of hard pressed for that train to come into the station.
Well, never say never.
Yeah, that's true, but I can say nev. We just won't finish it.
Yeah, that's right. So anything exciting, any paranormal exciting stuff?
You know... No, not really. Man, down here, I mean, we're thick in the Bible Belt here, and it's finding groups and paranormal stuff is few and far between here, I've found. It just, there's really not a big scene. I think I've seen like two paranormal groups down here. Well, and you know how odd that is, because if you go to like Indianapolis, there's, you know, 50 different groups within a 20-mile radius. So that's kind of a downer, but I guess, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, I just kind of got to find the right group, I think. Or start
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I haven't
I
been.
Know.
Yeah. I taught a class for like a year. Me and you are kind of in different things. You're in the paranormal, ghost seeking stuff. I'm more, mm-hmm. I'd like to get into a group where I'm, you know, doing mediumship or stuff mm-hmm. like that. But I kind of have worked the circuit and I kind of know the group.
Well,
Like to pull. Yeah, I kind of like to be a lone rider. mm-hmm. I'd like to find a new group of people. Not that there's some I do like, but I don't know.
Well, one of the good things about working with a psychic medium on a investigation is that you have them go through whatever place that you're at first and have them document whatever it is that they sense, they, you know, that they've gotten a name or they've had a conversation or whatnot, and then have them pull out and go in and do your investigation and then compare notes at the evidence review
at the end.
Yeah
and there's kind of there's a psychic show that does that.
Mm-hmm. and that's really I can't remember. No, see, we've been doing that since like 2006. So, I mean, it's not a new thing to the scene. It's just a lot of people get caught up with, oh, it's got to all be scientific, you know, and we've got to have all the bells and whistles and the big cameras. And, you know, if you can't recreate it, or if you can recreate it, it's not paranormal. And that's not true either. I mean, it's just, people have their own weird conceptions about doing paranormal work. And I mean, sometimes it is what it is. I mean, I can create a plate, you know, dropping onto a countertop or moving on a countertop, but because it happened 10 minutes ago, I mean, what makes me think that it's not paranormal? You know, were you on that investigation with us when we had that walkie-talkie go off? I can't remember. It was in Franklin Township.
I don't know. I went on several of them.
Right. But, I mean, we were sitting there and all of our walkie-talkies were together because, you know, we were taking smoky breaks and getting something to eat. It was about 3:30 in the morning. And all of the...
Okay, I probably wasn't there. If I were there, I was asleep.
Probably.
I can't stay up that late. 9 o'clock, I'm in bed. So.
Right. No, me too anymore.
I probably wasn't there.
All of the walkie-talkies were together on the countertop, and we all had the walkie-talkies to channel one, so everybody, you know, less confusion. And this one walkie-talkie keys off with a little girl's voice that says, "Hello, everybody."
Ooh,
and
cool. Yeah, I was not there.
Right, and you know, and the argument was at the time, was, well, maybe there's somebody, you know, some little girl with a walkie-talkie, you know, next door and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, just sometimes it just is what it is. And, you know, you can't judge too quickly, because if you do, you might miss out on that element of the paranormal. So that's my 2 cents for tonight about paranormal.
I agree. Sounds very interesting.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's subtleties that people overlook. They're too in a rush mm-hmm. to try to find the, you know, the grail of all paranormal, the full bodied apparition and, you know, whatnot.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm not going to lie, we've caught a couple full body apparitions. I've caught them on camera. I've caught them on video camera.
When I had that booth. And I had pictures where that hand was coming and touching me, and you were sitting right next to me in one of the pictures. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And it was cool. Considerably, I mean, it was a good 10 or 15 degrees cooler where you were versus where I was. And I was sitting right next to you, you know?
Yeah, so it was more than that.
That was cool.
That was really cool.
So, all right. Well, listen, I think we've kind of bantered on a bit. Are we ready to take some calls?
We are. Do we have anybody in the queue?
Oh, do we?
Hmm.
I don't know where that came from, man. I just
it's
been
crazy.
One of those days. All right, so we're going to jump right into it, you guys. Like I said, I'll call you onto the line. I'll say your area code. I'll ask your name, where you're calling from, and a little bit about your weather. Give us that information that will allow Sherry to get into your energy field and be able to read and give you whatever message that spirit has for you today. So we're going to jump right in it right here, right now. Area code 267, what's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hello, my name is Donna. I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And the weather it's a little bit cool, and it looks like it might rain a little bit, but it's kind of nice. It's a little mixture of everything. It's nice. It's springy. People are out trying to plant flowers already.
Okay. Hi, Donna. I'm starting the timer, and I'm just scanning your energy field here just a bit. I keep wanting to clear my throat when I get into your energy field. A couple of things that are coming up here is, one is your team is saying there's a need maybe for you to draw boundaries. Draw the line in the sand. There's something here about your emotions, that there's someone that you need to really maybe have a talk with, or when emotions come up, on being able to express yourself on how you feel, and you can do it in a nice way. There's a part of you that feels like you may hurt someone's feelings, and you don't like to. So that's coming up for you. We do like your feet in the sand. What else do we have here, Irene? Just a lot of things. I'm dropping now into your jaw area and into your teeth. My teeth kind of hurt in your energy field. I don't know if you grind your teeth at night or grit them. There seems to be a lot of anxious energy, nervousness that runs in the matrix of your background. Does this make sense?
Yes, I was just grinding my teeth just now.
Yeah, it's my whole side of my face, my teeth. I feel like I want to bite on something. If I had nails, I'd be biting them. Your team is asking you to maybe just kind of chill a bit, watch a movie, try to watch funny movies. They would suggest that you don't watch the news or things that make you upset, because you do tend to throw yourself into the underdog. You tend to throw your energy into people who have less than you, or people who are you would be very good at working with the handicapped or older people, people that need someone to work with them that has patience. Now, we're not saying you're going to do this, but we're just saying you would be very good at that. The reason why your team is bringing this up is because it takes you out of you. You're starting to really, like, turn the microscope on you and your physical body and the way that you feel, the way that you look, and you're starting to be very analytical about this. Does this make sense?
Yes.
And your team is suggesting that if you throw that energy that you put into critiquing you, that you could throw that out into another individual, whether it be children, old people, or handicapped people, that even if you go buy groceries for an older person, and you could, they would pay you for that if you're looking to make extra money.
And this
could be something that where you could benefit. There are so many older people that need help, even with the what we find to be very simple things like getting groceries, or even with baths, or cleaning their homes. And same way with babysitting. and you just have a wonderful patience about you that we love. You're a good listener too. So the more that you can throw your energy out into other people that need it, it'll take it off of you, because you tend to throw yourself into the fear mode because you're scared about some of the things about the future. But your team says there's no need to worry about the future. They want you to keep in mind that you create your world. So just create it to where everything will be okay. We love flowers for you, and we love springtime. And we love the feet in the sand and the water. So
yes,
let's see what else. Talk to me, because the more you talk, the more I can get into your energy.
Yes, that's my thing. I like going. I live like 45 minutes away from Atlantic City, and on my days off, I just go and drive down there just to lay on the beach. And the beach is my serenity, and the sand, and oh, my God, I love it. That's my happy place.
Yeah, we love that for you, too. You're starting to go further within, but the further that you go within, we would love for you to just jump right into the center and go to the stillness. But what's stopping you is emotions and things of the past. So when do you find yourself thinking about things in the past that either brought you heartache? There seems to be some heartache here that brought you heartache. And guilt, grief, betrayal, there seems to be a lot of them. When you feel these emotions, go back to the event, be the observer, and ask, what do I need to learn? Even if you don't get anything, you put it out to the universe. It will take it from a 10 to a 2. So it's just coming up for you to release it. Because that's what's keeping you from going into the stillness. I love the stillness for you. I love the ocean. I love whales for you.
Dolphins are my favorite. I love them.
Yeah. So you think about the dolphins and the whales. It takes you into the stillness of the ocean. Drop into the center of the ocean. There's a sense of stillness that you can't get here on this earth plane unless you're in the bottom of the ocean. So that's what they're wanting to take you to, but all of these obstacles of the past, so that's what's coming up. Just work on that and bring up the emotion, and then work on the clearing. So with that being said, our time is up. I'd like to only spend about 5 minutes. I know we just kind of scratched the surface, so to speak, but you can always call in next week. And if you don't want to wait, we do just try to get new callers. You can always call me for a private reading. So,
okay.
I
can I ask when I'm supposed to hurt somebody's feelings, or
you're supposed to what?
You said in the beginning, I'm going to be hurting somebody's feelings.
Yeah, that's so funny. See, I'm totally in spirit because I don't even remember saying that. Can you be more specific? Because I don't. It's not ringing the bell.
Oh, in the beginning you said, I don't like to hurt anyone's feelings, but it's coming up where I'm going to have to do that.
Oh no. Yeah. Okay. It's. I'm vaguely getting a bit of it. You don't like to hurt anybody's feelings, but there's a need for you to draw a line in the sand. So if you want to say no to somebody, then say no, because there's a part of you that doesn't want to. You're scared you're going to hurt somebody's feelings, you see? You can say no in a nice way, but a lot of times you don't say no because you don't want to hurt their feelings. That's kind of where we were going with that. So you don't have to think about, oh, my God, did I say something and I've hurt somebody's feelings. It's not that. It's just they're just saying there's a need for boundaries. There's a need for you to say how you feel. How you feel. And be authentic. be authentic. Don't try to sugarcoat it for the other person. That's all they were saying there.
Okay, and could I ask you something, or is it too late?
We ran out of time. If you want to get more from Psychic Sherry, you can go over to psychicsherry.org, SHARI.org. You can book a read right there on the landing page.
Okay, I will do that. And thank you so much.
All right, have a great night.
Okay, thank you for calling in.
All right, well, we're going to keep on keeping on right now. We're going to go to 305. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
My name is Eileen, and the weather is glorious. It's blue sky and white clouds.
And
it's warm.
Okay. All right.
Where are you calling,
Hi,
where are you calling
Eileen.
From, Eileen?
From Florida, South Florida.
Okay. Hi, Eileen. I'm in your energy field. I'm going to go ahead and start the timer. Maybe. Oh, there we go. Okay. As I get into your energy field out of the top of your head, all I see is it feels like the 4th of July. It's like the sparks coming, the sparks coming. There are actually stars that are shooting out of the top of your head that are going. And as each star shoots out of the top of your head, it goes and lands somewhere in this world, and it plants a seed. And what your team, I got cold chills everywhere. I feel a very strong connection with the angels, and they take me all around the world with you. You have planted seeds all around the world. They take me to your hands. My hands start to tingle in your energy field, and they are healing. Whatever comes off of your hands is healing for everyone that comes in contact with you. Now, they're throwing me into your tongue and talking about things that come out of your mouth. We love the way that you speak the truth. And it's so funny because your team almost puts a screen up sometimes. What is this, Irene? Oh, thank you. They show me a screen, like a screen that you put on a window. And when they show me this, it drops me into my grid system. And they tell me that you work with the grid systems of the earth. We love flowers for you. Not only seeing them, but we like for you to touch them. When you touch a flower, you can actually talk to a flower. You can talk to a tree. You can talk to a plant because you come from the elementals. You talk to the elementals. Do you see fairies or elementals?
No, I feel them. I don't see anything physical.
Yeah, because they work through your body. It's wonderful if you can see them, but if you can touch it, if you can touch a plant,
yes.
If you can touch a plant, they're showing me that you can pick up on the every plant, every flower, every blade of grass has its own frequency. They said to take your work deeper, if you touch any of these, a flower or a plant, you can feel you can sync up to the vibrational match of it. And you'll get a deeper understanding and wow, it expands you. Your aura, when they show me you doing this, your aura may be 6 feet from you, but if you were to touch a plant or a flower or a tree, it shoots out 60 feet or 100 feet. And again, they take me back to the top of your head. You just shoot out sparks. They show me stars all over. You're supposed to be on a platform. You're supposed to be on a platform. They show me talking. Something about talking comes out of your mouth. Talking on a platform to reach, I was going to say to reach a lot. And in my head, they said to reach millions. So good for you. So I don't know if you're planning on teaching in the future. It feels of a spiritual nature. But this is what they show me. They also show me that you are not there's a business venture that you're going to go on, and you're with another woman. You're with another individual, and it feels like a woman's energy. They show me, like, how do we say this, Irene? A certain, whatever it is you do, they show me this you're doing, but whatever this is, this business venture that you're going to take off with another woman, you spiral kind of off of that, and you help each other. You help her to use her artistic and creative abilities, and she helps you to expand. You both help each other to expand, but yet you grow together. Does this make sense?
It sounds beautiful. It just hasn't appeared yet. It hasn't come to me yet.
Yeah.
The opportunity.
Yeah, it feels like it's a little bit further down the road. It could be, we hate to put a time frame. They show me 5. I'm feeling like more like 5 months. There's something here that it is another woman, and that you help her with her creative talents to kind of, it's almost like you take another individual under your wing, almost like you're trying to help her and push her more out into the world to help her sell her whatever it is. Whatever she makes artistically, you're going to help push her out, but yet she helps expand you different directions that you haven't thought about yet.
I'm planning on a trip in August with another artist.
Okay, so we like that. The minute you said that, I saw stuff coming out of the top of your head going to another person coming out, and of course I see a ocean liner. They show me an
Not
ocean
yet.
Liner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, yeah, there's a lot of wonderful things coming in store. They show me buckle your seatbelt because the things that you have put out to the universe that you want to create, they said that your team, and you have a lot of them, by the way, you have a lot of team on the spirit world. They said, buckle your seatbelt because you're getting ready to go, a little bit higher and further than what you could imagine.
Why am I itching? Is it something I'm eating?
Okay, I'm asking my team here. It's from your past, and when we say past, it is not from this timeline. It is from another timeline in your past, another lifetime in your past that's trying to bleed through. And what I'm asking my team, what does that mean? I don't understand. You're working with releasing things that no longer serve you, and the vibrational match, they're telling me it takes you way not only into this, into your past on this earth, but takes you into a past of your last earth. And I know that sounds crazy. It makes sense in my head, but I don't know how to articulate it. So let me ask my guides. Irene, help me a little bit more here. Bringing up fear in you. Your team is asking you to release the fear. It's bringing up a fear of the unknown because you don't know what it is. And it's pulling in from a past lifetime, a past vibrational match of a past life. Release the fear. Every time it itches, don't itch it. Just look at it and rub it and send it love.
Okay.
It's just bringing up different vibrational matches. It's just coming up to be released, and it's using your body because that's the best way to get your attention.
Will it be over soon? Please.
Well, it's up to you. How soon are
yes.
you going to release the fear is what they're
Today.
Saying. Then there we go. Then tomorrow, boo, it's a new day. I see boo.
Do I have to know what the fear was? Do I have to, pinpoint the fear?
You have to sink into the vibrational match of fear. You know what fear is? The fear is
I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
I love that.
It's bringing up the fear.
But I love this life with not knowing.
But you don't love the itching. We're just not talking about this life. We're talking about the itching. That's the fear.
Right.
That's the fear you got to tap into. We ain't talking about this wonderful life you have. We're talking about this rash. That rash is bringing up a fear in you that you don't like. The one you have to zero it in.
There is no rash on the external. It's all internal. So it's all internal that's going on. So, but I need to, I think I work better when I can point it and then I can drop it.
Right.
Instead of using my imagination.
So just work with, so work with how it makes you feel, which is you don't like that feeling. Tap into that vibration, send it love, and say thank you, but I don't need you anymore.
You no longer serve me.
It's just coming up to be released.
Okay.
That's all that's happening.
Okay.
So with that being said, I think we need to get on to our next caller, but thank you for calling
in.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Keep listening. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye now. All right, if you guys are digging what you're hearing, remember, go over to psychicsherry.org, and that's Sherry spelled S-H-A-R-I.org. You can book a read right there on the landing page. We're going to push forward with our next call, area code 816. What's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
My name is Jessica, and I'm calling from Kansas, and it is 55 degrees here.
From Kansas. Okay. All right, so funny, I'm going to go, Dorothy. All right, so let me just scan your energy field here just a bit. I'm going to start the timer. And it's so funny because as I want to say, Dorothy, they're showing me like a tornado around you. And they're showing me emotions that are just really getting sparked up. Do you have a lot of chaos or a lot of emotional stuff going on around you?
Yes, I have been feeling very emotional lately.
Yeah, it's just like, wow. It is, what your team is doing is they are taking all of your fears that you have had. There's some kind of a feedback here.
Yeah.
I'm getting some kind of a.
Do you have
that,
a speakerphone by chance? If you can take us off speakerphone, we'll be able to hear and you'll be able to hear us. So.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
Sorry.
Perfect. That's much better. Yeah, when you do that, it just throws me analytical. Sherry comes in and we don't want her here. I'm just seeing a tornado around you, a tornado of emotions. And it's kind of like with our last caller, things are starting to come up. We've had a full moon. Full moons. Shake, rattle, and roll everything up in us. They bring in things to the surface. They tell me with you, they show me a boil that is getting ready to pop. There's a part of you when I see all this chaos and drama around you, it's not far behind that is just this beautiful sense of peace. It's this beautiful sense of calm. I can feel it when I get into you, in the center core of you. This is this stillness. This is this peace and calmness that wants to come through, but it can't quite get there until it, like, purges all of this other stuff coming
up. Yeah, this year has started out, like, horribly. Like, it started out with a breakup this year. Like, it's just been, like, this year has, like,
one thing after another.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Right. Yeah, and one thing, too, that your team is talking to you about is they're going to pull you out of the victim mode. We all go through the victim mode where we're like, oh, holy crap. Why does everything happen? You know, I try to do the right thing. It's so funny. As I'm talking to you, I can barely talk to you because they keep throwing me a little bit into your future, and they said there's going to be a day when you're sitting on a beach with your feet in the sand, and you're just sitting there thinking, wow, I don't have a care in the world. Now, I don't know if you have a
nice.
Plan to go anywhere.
Not recently, but my goal is to travel more, and I did recently, like today actually, I submitted an interview for a flight attendant just for that purpose. So,
oh, I love that for
you.
That
my goal is
would
definitely travel more.
Because there's this part of your soul that you feel like you're a caged animal. You cannot be a caged animal. You can't work in an office. You can't work around the same people every day. You're
yeah,
just not
exactly.
Gonna do it.
Exactly.
And so you create your own world, so that's what you're getting ready to create. We love, love, love that. And being able to meet other people is wonderful for you. We do see a gentleman mm-hmm. coming into your energy field. Are you in a relationship right now?
He broke up with me in January, but I feel like it was my fault, and I've been, like, missing him ever since. I mean, I know it was my fault. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. And I've been feeling, like, very guilty and, like, ever
okay.
since. Like, it's been...
Okay. Now, he's not the one we're talking about, okay?
Okay.
I don't even know his name, but we can feel the vibration through your voice. We see someone else coming in for you.
Okay.
And this other person, it's so funny. We love this other person for you. This other person, you remember how you said, oh, I keep thinking about him? This other person comes with an eraser, and he erases all that off the chalkboard. He erases all of the memory to where you don't even miss that other person, because this one is going to be all that and a bag of chips. This one is going to be everything you've ever thought that other one was going to be, plus, like, everything else.
Great.
But it's going to be a little bit down the road, because you need to do a little bit of internal work. You need to do a little bit of soul searching. And you need to understand and quit and work with the guilt, is what your team says. Work with that guilt, because I feel like it was my fault. You have guilt. You need to work with that guilt. Mm-hmm. Once you do that, you will understand it was not your. It wasn't you. It's not you. It's him. Now, when you come to that point to where it's not you, it's him, that's when this other individual is going to come into your life.
Right. And I have,
and when this
like,
other...
thought of that, and it's like my mind has let me, like, oh, well, it's not, you know, these are his issues that he's projecting, you know, onto you. Like, I didn't, you know, think that.
Mm-hmm.
But then my brain goes back to, no, this is definitely you you shouldn't have done that. So,
right. Your brain's just telling you what you need to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Go back, do some soul searching, ask your team, ask the angels, ask God, and you don't have to know your team. Say, I call on my team. Ask them to help you. Help me to understand what I need to learn. Because there's a lesson you haven't learned. Once you learn that, once you learn and can release that guilt, then that door will close, and then the other one opens. And the other one that opens, got to tell you, is about 5 times the size of the one you're getting ready to close.
Okay.
So it's going to be good. So a little bit of soul searching, but you can do this. Your team goes, you got this, girl. Your team is funny. You got this, girl. That's what I heard.
Good.
So, all right.
Can I
hope
ask a question?
You like your mini read? We actually, our time is up because I set the timer
okay.
for 5 minutes. But, you know, you could try calling in next week or maybe for a personal read, whatever. But I feel like I need to kind of jump into my next person, if that's okay.
Okay. Yes. Thank you so much.
Great.
Right,
you have a nice
thank
evening.
You.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
All right. We're going to push on to our next caller, area code 678. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
My name is Sophia. I'm calling from Georgia, and it is extremely warm here today. We're getting the overcast right now, though. I think we're in for some storms later tonight, but it's okay with me.
All right. Hi, Sophia. I'm in your energy. I'm going to start the timer here. As I talk to you and I sync up into your energy field, and I'm talking to your higher self and your team, and they said, wow, you're such a leader. And when you said, I love storms, bring them on, they said she's always been that way because, and not only with storms, but they're talking about no matter what happens in your life, even if it knocked you down and you've been knocked down a lot, you just stand up even stronger. And that's what they love about you. They said you're such a leader. People tend to follow you. People like to hear what you have to say. There is sometimes you just blurt things out without a filter, but it hits to the core with people. And they love your advice. We love the way that you can, we love music for you. Do you play piano or sing or any kind of musical talent here? Because we would love if you could get into that energy.
Okay.
Okay, so let's back it up just a bit. Now, you do have some monkeys on your back. And what we mean by that is, do you have some people that are in a little bit of drama around you?
Yeah, I used to, yeah.
And they just say that you just stand strong, you hold your energy very close to you. I'm very drawn into a man's energy around you. Are you in a relationship?
I'm dating.
Mm-hmm. Do you want us to get into that energy or not? It might get too personal. We can go anywhere.
I'm fine. You can go where you want.
Okay, what's his first name?
Sai.
Sai? Okay. Wow. It's so funny. And I'm not invading his privacy. I go to his higher self, and he's letting me in a bit. He's so funny. There's a part of him, he's like, he doesn't know what you're going to do. Like, how do I say this? I don't want to say you're a loose cannon, but you do things that are unpredictable. You may say things like that people aren't expecting. Does this make sense? I just want to try to sync up here.
Okay, I think I can go with that. Keep going.
Okay, so I'm kind of getting, you hold your energy very close.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you're leery of people.
Yes.
And when you don't like somebody, they know it. Does this make sense?
Yes, I'm very nice, but I am just very cordial. I'm very authentic. You know, but I'm not mean at all. Mm-hmm.
No, but you pick up on the energy of people.
I don't
know if you know this, but boom, they take me all the way back to a four-year-old little girl. You could do this as 4 years old.
Yes.
That's the point of inception.
Wow.
And you could do this when you were 4 years old, you see, because you had to. And you can read people by their energy.
Yep.
Uh-oh. And here comes my Jeffro, and this tells me you're an animal communicator. Here he comes. Come on, Jeffy. So funny. Do you like animals?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Because my cat came in here. His name's Jeff Klein, and he never comes in here, but he has the last couple of weeks. And when he comes in, there's a message from a spirit animal that you have. Now, they're taking me way back to an animal that you had as a child. Did you talk to an animal as a child like he was your friend?
Not that I recall, no.
Why am I seeing a black dog or a black animal?
Not sure.
Okay. I don't know what they're saying. They're showing, he's showing me a black dog.
Okay.
This, but if you don't know who it is, we don't want to bring him in.
I don't.
It's okay, so we're going to skip that. Because my cat, Jeff, is crazied up. Now, do you talk to animals?
No, I don't. I talk to my dog, but yeah, but just any other animal, I don't.
Okay, so that's talking to animals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your dog's name?
Sophie.
Mm, I love Sophie. I know it's Sophie. One of my friends has a dog named Sophie. Now, pay very close attention to Sophie, because you see Sophie, pay attention to how Sophie acts. She's mimicking you.
Uh-huh.
If you feel anxious, you will notice that she is anxious. If your foot or your leg hurts, you may find Sophie limping. Sophie tends to come, is going to start to come around you a little bit more to help you to transmute some emotional trauma or some emotions.
Okay.
Okay. Now I got sidetracked, didn't I? Because weren't we talking about Psy? I wrote it down. Psy, is that your boyfriend? Okay. Because Jeff, go on, Jeff, now.
No, I'm dating. Okay. We're getting to know each other. We're not.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I like him. He's kind of, he holds his energy very close to him. He kind of likes to just sit back and see what you do first. You're the leader in this relationship. Do you know that?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are.
Okay.
He watches your cues. He sees what you do, and then he follows it. He sees what you like. He's very conscious of what makes you happy, and then he tries to plan things or do things or say things that he thinks might make you happy. Pay very close attention, because a lot of things they say or your team says are kind of going, I don't want to say over your head, but kind of going past you.
Okay.
Just watch him. He really, he's so detailed. He watches and listens to everything you say.
Yes, he
and
does.
And then he tries, yeah, and then he tries to make you happy. He tries to do things or say things or plan things that he thinks you will like, because he has sat there and watched you. He picks up on your body language. He picks up on the way that you move your body. You pick up on energy.
Yes, I do.
So you all are trying to figure out. It kind of feels a bit off kilter to me.
Uh-huh.
But I think you guys might work it out. You're just on different levels. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. But keep on doing it, because there's every relationship is a learning experience.
It's true.
They're not going to let me cheat you of the journey. I'm not going to say you're going to get married and be happy with him for 40 years, and I'm not going to say it's going to end in a week, because they're not going to let me cheat you. You see, they said it's a learning. You figure it out is what they're saying. You figure it out. And
yep.
So, but we like it, and there's a lot of fun to be had in this relationship.
It is.
So good for
I
you.
Agree. I can sense that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. I hope you enjoyed your read.
I sure did. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, you guys. Go over to psychicsherry.org, S-H-A-R-I.org. You can book a read on our landing page. And if you're listening live, remember, go down and slap down on that favorite button so you can get informed of upcoming shows and all the good information that we'll put out for you on that. We're going to take this call right here, area code 386. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hi, this is Cindy. I'm calling from Florida, and the weather is beautiful here today. It's about 80 degrees, blue skies. It's absolutely gorgeous, and we have storms coming through in the morning. Little breeze blowing. It's been a beautiful day.
Okay. Hi, Cindy. I'm kind of scanning your energy field, and I love your energy field. As I scan it, normally I see people's body, but they're not letting me see your body. They're letting me see the energetic field that's around your body, which tells me whether you know it or not, you are working with Mother Earth and you're working with the energetic grids. You are like, oh, a magnet for energy and other people's emotions. So we hope that you put up some boundaries. We do feel like that you do. We do feel like that you put up boundaries from other people attacking your energetic field. Does this make sense?
It does make a lot of sense.
Yeah. And you really, a lot of work into that is what your team is saying. Because that's just what you do. Now, you might feel like that here lately that you feel like your life is not going, is not progressing as fast as what you would like it to. But your team wants me to tell you it is. But they're working in the background. There's a lot of things that are going on because, how do we say this? It's like your team is knitting a blanket. And there's a lot more work involved than what you think because your team has heard your prayers. Your team has heard what it is that you want. And they're, I'm getting cold chills everywhere. I see angels all around you. I don't know if you work with angels, but I'm getting cold chills all down my back and all down my arms. Do you work with the angels?
Do. Yes, I do.
And they want, yes, and they say, hang in there. We've got this. Wow, you have a very strong connection with the angels, because I'm telling you, I am a complete goosebump. From now, it's not only on my head and my arms, it's all the way down my legs. Irene, check her out. Holy cow, you are awesome. You are really amazing. Now, let's get back to your team. They are telling me, they are working on it. Give them a little bit more time, okay? Because they said it's like knitting a sweater or a – it ain't a sweater. It's a whole blanket. And they said it takes some doing. And they're working, even though you may not feel the effects right now, but they said eventually that whole blanket's going to be done. And it's going to be done the way you want it to be done. You're creating it. You're creating this blanket that they're making. And I know it sounds crazy, but it makes sense in my head. Is this making sense to you?
It is, yeah.
And we love you. There's a part of me that I want to cry. I see some sort of a tear coming down your eye.
Mm-hmm.
There's sadness in you, isn't there? Oh, I want to cry. Okay. There's sadness in you, but they're lifting that. They want me to tell you, take that rearview mirror down. We don't care what anybody said to you. It doesn't matter what anybody said to you. They don't know. Okay? They don't know about what your future holds because they don't know how powerful you are. You see, you're of a different breed than what the people that are talking to you are saying. You focus on what you want. You focus on the light, they said. I see a light in your bedroom. I don't know if you pray a lot when you're laying in your bed, because I see your bed and I see you laying on the bed and I see like this, I feel like I'm in Star Trek and it's like a beam me up, Scotty. And this beam of light is circling you as you lay on your bed. And thank you, Irene. They would suggest that you ask if you'd be taken to the healing chamber at nighttime. Everyone, when people die, they go to the healing chamber. It works. When you die, you go to the healing chamber. But people who are alive, who are not going to die, I ask to be taken to the healing chamber at night. They take me there. They know that I'm not dead because I have a gold cord attached to me, a silver cord. Thank you, Irene. She said, get her straight. It's a silver cord. And you see, go to the healing chamber. They'll know you're alive, and you'll have to wait in a long line because there's a lot of dead people, and there's a lot of people that are alive that go there. But they said that in there, they're going to work with the cells in your body. There's some cells in your body that, and I'm no doctor, but the cells in your body seem to be, some of them are, oh, not circles, like they should all be circles, but some aren't circles. And they said they'll work with the cells of your body. Okay, does this make sense?
I know I've got, like, my metabolism is slowed down and things that, and I have a few injuries, but that's really the only thing I am aware of. Just old injuries
they
that
work
I live
with
the, from, yeah.
Yeah, they'll work with the cells of your body, and what they're saying is they want to restore your youthfulness is what they say. Oh, I don't know if that's a word. They'll restore your youth. Thank you, Irene. Now, do you have grandchildren?
No, but I have two that I consider my adopted grandchildren that are actually coming to visit me and meet me for the first time. I talk to them on the phone all the time, but they're coming for vacation the first week of May, first and second week of May. They're my son's girlfriend's children from a former marriage.
Perfect.
I call them my adopted grandchildren.
Perfect. We love, love, love this energy for you. When you meet them, they're going to feel a part of your heart that you never knew you had. It's going to open up your heart so much, and you're going to be so, beautiful. That's why they brought it in. They said, just drink it in. They said, drink all of that in. And wow, this will be the beginning of a beautiful relationship is what they talk about.
Oh, well, I know I'm looking forward to meeting them. And there, I was just talking to the kids last night on the phone again, and they're ecstatic waiting to come meet me.
Beautiful.
A couple weeks. I can't wait. Yeah, they're 11, two twins, a girl and a boy.
Oh, perfect. They're at the great age. You can you have a whole lifetime with them.
Yep, they're good kids.
I wish I had more time with you. I think my show is going to end in like 30 seconds or 1 minute. So,
well,
Thank you so very much.
I think this is the first time I've spoke with you, and I just absolutely loved it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Bye now.
Have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
You too. All right. Sherry's right. We're coming down to the end of the show. We want to thank everybody for hanging out with us tonight. Remember, if you didn't get on tonight, you can always come back next Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can go to psychicsherry.org, and that's S-H-A-R-I.org. And you can book a read right there on her landing page. So, yeah, great show, Sherry.
Thanks, Greg. And
you
right back at you.
Busting them out like a freight train. I was like, yeah, get it, girl. I don't know. Right. All right, you guys, like I said, remember next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard here on the Blog Talk Radio Network for Psychic Sherry's World. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Bye, everybody. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for joining us tonight for Psychic Sherry here on Blog Talk Radio. You can check Sherry out again next week, 6 Eastern, here right on the Blog Talk Radio Network.